Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I get very, very nervous when something happens in my neck of the woods that usually isn't supposed to happen in my neck of the woods. And so, sadly, we have a case of Naegleria fowleri. Some people call it Naegleria, Nigelaria. It's Naegleria fowleri. That's how I pronounce it. And it is a brain-eating amoeba. And every year we talk about cases where some, usually boys, interestingly, but where we have a child that is swimming, enjoying nature, exercising, not sitting there, but playing video games out there in nature, dies from getting an amoeba that enters the nose, crawls up the olfactory nerve, gets into the brain, and kills them. And this is just heartbreaking because I'm a huge fan of people getting out there in nature, exercising, enjoying our beautiful, beautiful landscape. And I live in southern Nevada. You don't hear about brain-eating amoebas in southern Nevada. You just don't. But we have fresh water. We have the largest man-made lake with Lake Mead. And sadly, we lost an 18-year-old child, according to the Southern Nevada Health District and CDC, because of this brain-eating amoeba. So yesterday I was just working, and all of a sudden I get an alert, and then I start getting all these texts and reporters calling, going, okay, has this happened in Nevada before? Not that I know. And according to the CDC, I think there's only been in the last, since like the 1960s, there's been about 154 cases. It's very rare, but only four have survived from what the CDC is reporting. So this thing is very, very fatal. And the reason why it's fatal is it's an amoeba that sits along the silt of the ground of a lake bed. And so, I mean, when I would swim in Lake Mead, you didn't really touch the ground too much. You know, it was pretty deep. There was, you know, a lot of water there. Now I'm wondering, and this was Kingman Wash, so the Arizona side of Lake Mead. There's like a kind of a Arizona entrance to Lake Mead. When you dig up the silt with your feet and you start getting some of that dirt, the amoebas that are sitting there feeding on bacteria, because amoeba is a parasite, now gets up into the water. So if you're now dunk under and you swim, it'll go into whatever cave it sees. And the nose is a nice open area if you aren't wearing a nose clip. Climbs in, finds the olfactory nerve, has a conduit right to the brain, and then it starts to sit there and munch, and then it causes inflammation. And once the body detects that there's a parasite in the brain, you start to get more fluid, and so you get this swelling. You get a horrible, horrible headache. You get fever. You get stiff neck. You get photophobia, where you have trouble looking at the light. You could be nauseous, vomiting. You could convulse, seize, and sadly go into a coma and die. It's a horrible death, and most individuals don't get diagnosed until a week or two after. So you have a kid with a headache or a teenager with a headache, they're like, well, you're playing too many video games, or maybe you have COVID. And if you don't remember, or they don't tell you that they were swimming underwater in a lake, you want to put the two together. And even though we do have treatments, in fact, the ones who, I looked this up last time, the ones who survived, it's fascinating how they did this. One is there was a antiparasitic drug, an experimental form they used, miltefosine. They used that, and then they also used hypothermia, where they brought the body of the patient to a very, very cold temperature to try to freeze or slow down or cool or slow down that amoeba. Four people have been able to survive out of 157. Or 154. So not good odds. And you know, it's interesting. You know, I sent Daily Mail, their reporters, some information, and they made a graphic, which is interesting, of this. They called it brain-eating bacteria, but it's not a bacteria. It's an amoeba. So they need to fix that. But Nevada, this is, I think, the first. In California, they've had 10, Arizona 9, New Mexico 1, Texas 40, Florida 37, Mississippi 1, Georgia 5. You've even seen it as high north as Minnesota. Two cases in Minnesota. And usually this amoeba likes warm, fresh water. So you don't really see that a lot in the northern areas. We actually didn't see that a lot in the west, only recently. So something like this frightens people. It's rare. It is very, very rare. If you look at all the people swimming and enjoying the lakes, it's rare. But what we do recommend is, one, to wear some nose clips and try to protect your nose. So if you have a kid, put nose clips on. I know it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing to, you know, be a kid with nose clips. I get it. But if you are going to be swimming in fresh water, it is imperative. You know, also other things we recommend is to not, you know, kick up the silt, you know, to, you know, if you do swim, try not to touch the bottom. Because when you touch the bottom with your feet, that's when you kick a lot of this stuff up. Also realize that water is dirty. And, you know, we're seeing right now with flood victims and the Vibrio vulnificus infections in Florida after Hurricane Ian. Water is dirty. The water in the sink, you know, might be clean, but you know, so if you do end up, you know, being in water, try not to get in your mouth, try not to get in your nose, try not to get it in your eyes, try to keep your head above water. If you are suffering from sinus issues during this COVID flu sinus infection season, don't flush your sinuses out with tap water. Now, the Las Vegas Water Authority told the reporter, Sean Delancey, who I was working with last night, they said, you know, water's been checked, water's good. Usually you can't get this from drinking. Entamoeba histolytica you can get from imbibing it and ingesting it. But this Nigeria fowleri, no. This is like a direct contact into the skin and absorption. So you can't, it's not in our water system where I live, but we never recommend that you use tap water to flush your sinuses. A lot of individuals do neti pots, flush your sinuses. Use distilled water, sterile water. Don't be using water from the faucet. So Godspeed to his family. It's a horrible thing to hear about, and it's rare though, but be careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the reasons why some of you have kind of been a little concerned why I haven't been very vocal about John Fetterman and his medical fitness, and I told you guys, I think it opens up a huge can of worms, and a victim of a stroke doesn't necessarily disqualify somebody from the Senate. And when people ask why I wouldn't demand his medical records, because I told you guys, the medical records are going to say he's fine and he's fit for duty. And that's not, the discussion of individuals being fit for duty really at the core is their mental cognition and their ability to understand, remember, and be cognitively competent. And we have other politicians besides John Fetterman that need the eye of mortar on. Right? There are other individuals that I would probably have on the list that need to be tested and scrutinized before John Fetterman. And so, if we are not going to address, President Joe Biden's, mental health issues and some of the things that he is struggling with, it's, going to be very, very difficult for anybody to make an argument that somebody who is a stroke survivor is, has less mental capacity than already what we're dealing with now in our executive branch. So when I wasn't one of the doctors saying I want to see John Fetterman's medical records, because I'm more interested in a mental status exam and a cognitive test for Joe Biden, and I'm more interested in his MRI. I wasn't that far off with John Fetterman because his doctor wrote a letter saying he's cleared. When they do their job, then they are, of course, going to have a client fit for duty. If John Fetterman was not of, let's say, sound mind, or he was struggling with delusions, or then that means he's not stable, and that physician still needs to work. But when I take care of somebody in the hospital, when I take care of somebody with a workers' comp injury, one of the jobs is obviously to stabilize, two is to help them get better, but three is to get them back to work. So you get heart attack patients back to work if they want to be. You get stroke victim patients back to work if they want to be. Amputees. So, you have Greg Abbott, who's in a wheelchair, who's paralyzed, and he's running the state of Texas. So, here's John Fetterman walking and talking after his stroke. It's not something that I'm going to argue, for or against. To me, I think there's so many bigger issues. But I did look at the letter from his doctor, Dr. Clifford Chen, and he basically said that he saw the Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman for a follow-up. Clifford Chen is an MD who's a family medicine physician, and he checked his blood pressure. His blood pressure was good, 115 over 82. I'd like that diastolic a little lower, but nothing to, disqualify him from duty. Heart rate was 80. Pulse ox was 97% on room air, which is fantastic. He had a good strength, no coordination deficits. They said he spoke intelligently without cognitive deficits. His speech, they said, was normal, continued to exhibit symptoms of auditory processing disorder, which can come across as hearing difficulty. He said occasional words he will miss, which seems like he doesn't hear the word, but it's actually not being processed properly. His hearing of sound, such as music, is not affected. So with auditory processing, when you hear, one is you have to be able to hear the sound, but then you have to be able to take that sound and convert it to something your brain can understand. And so auditory processing is something that a lot of individuals could struggle with, but then there's accommodations for that. There's ways to, repetition, sometimes if there is a hearing component to it, help with the hearing component. But auditory processing can be a cognitive deficit, but not necessarily something as bad as we've seen with, as I said, other other politicians, sadly. So they say his communication is significantly improved compared to his first visit assessed by speech therapy, which he has attended on a regular basis since the stroke. So Dr. Chen also put in there, he wanted to put in there that Fetterman was being compliant. People think Fetterman, might have had the stroke and then said, I'm done with doctors. He's tried to put in there that, he's been compliant. He's been going to a speech therapy, and it is an ongoing recovery. Lab test for Fetterman was good. Good lipid panel. Cholesterol was 124. Total cholesterol, that's pretty good. HDL 54. LDL 56, triglyceride 60. It's better than a lot of Americans right now. Kidney function, electrolytes, which are your salts, like your sodium, your chloride, your potassium, all good. Liver function, vitamin levels, normal. And then he got his flu and pneumonia vaccines at his office visit. Don't know about COVID, but I don't particularly care about that right now. He's also apparently, Fetterman's seen a neurologist, seen a cardiologist, is going to follow up with them routinely. He's on medications, they say appropriate medications, to optimize his heart condition and prevent future strokes. That, to me, would probably be to minimize his blood clotting abilities or blood clotting risk due to his atrial fibrillation. We spoke about atrial fibrillation, where the focus of electricity is being misfired and ends up, rather than causing the heart to have a nice rhythmic pump, like ba-boom, ba-boom, with atrial fibrillation, the electrical discharges can cause the heart to go boop, 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 boop. And with that, the blood starts to slosh around. When blood sloshes around and doesn't rhythmically and consistently get pumped, blood could coagulate. And that's how we think he got his stroke. He also has cardiomyopathy. I don't know the extent of his cardiomyopathy, but cardiomyopathy means myopathy means like a disease or an issue with the muscle. And cardio is heart muscle. So he does have a heart muscle issue. Not sure what that was from. Was it from years of blood pressure? Was it from drugs? Was it from, we don't know. Cardiomyopathy could be caused by a variety of things. It could also be caused by poor cardiac output, heart conditions, maybe the condition that put him into atrial fibrillation. So he was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation in 2017, but in May of 2022 suffered a stroke. He was put on an implantable cardioverter defibrillator. That's to stop the irregular heartbeats and address his cardiomyopathy. And so what it does is it detects a rapid heartbeat or an abnormal heartbeat, and then it sends a signal, like it defibrillates, it sends a charge to get the heart back in rhythm. And so, you know, yeah, he's not the healthiest of guys, by no means. These are pretty significant medical issues. And I believe Joe Biden might have atrial fibrillation as well. And so with Joe Biden, I'm, you know, concerned about multi-infarct dementia, where maybe he's had little mini-strokes, and that could be affecting his cognition. I know 90-year-olds whose minds are sharp as a tack, but Joe Biden, I think he's 78, he looks like he's struggling, and it's hard to see. So I'm not making a big deal about John Fetterman. If, you know, when it comes to these political contests, to be honest, I don't really think there's that many people on the fence going, you want to know what? I just want to know that you know, he's you know, in tip top shape. It is definitely crucial because you want to know who's going to secede them if, God forbid, anything happens. It is important, but I don't think there's anybody making their election decision based on that. Those who want Fetterman are going to vote for him. Those who want Oz are going to vote for Oz for the Senate race. So just like you have, you know, 40% of the country in these polls support Joe Biden and would vote for him again. I mean, is it that they really, really, you know, love what he stands for, or is it that they just don't want the opponent? So, you know, it is fascinating. I did look at it. I did speak with you guys about it. You know, he's got a lot of work ahead of him. He is at higher risk for future stroke. It sounds like, though, all hands on deck, eyes are on him. You know, it sounds like his family physician is overseeing things. True, the family physician was one who I believe had donated to the campaign. I think he donated $500, and so people have been making a big deal about it. But as I said before, when it comes to, you know, a doctor of a patient is not going to necessarily say, I screwed up and he's not stable. I mean, if Fetterman's been out there, he's going to say, look, he's stable and he's fit for duty. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC Advisory Committee has unanimously voted to add COVID-19 shots to the child and adolescent vaccination schedule. Embattled Los Angeles Councilman Kevin De Leon said Wednesday he will not resign amid anger over a leaked tape that revealed him participating in a meeting in which Democrat officials made racist remarks and planned to expand their political power. Former City Council President Nuri Martinez has already resigned, acting L.A. City Council President Mitch O'Farrell.
The wound is deep. The harm is vast. The transgressions are of a profound significance.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday that she is going to resign and step away from the job she recently took. Truss claims she cannot deliver on the mandates in which she was elected to. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's a lot of drama with the Senate races, governor races, House races, and one of the things I've been watching nationally are the judge races. As we have been dealing with high crime, lots of questions on what's happening in courtrooms and why are criminals getting, shorter sentences, not being incarcerated. What is going on in the court system? And so you don't really see a lot of people talking about the judge contest. So joining us next, she's a judge in my neck of the woods in Southern Nevada, in Clark County, District Judge, Department 11. Judge Ellie Rouhani is joining us now, which I'm really, really excited about, to kind of talk to us about the judge races and what are some of the important issues that voters are facing. Judge Rouhani, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. I mean, you've done so much, and what is so fascinating, and we've never talked about this, but you and I graduated from the same high school and same college, so very, very cool. So we both went to Clark and UNLV.
We sure did.
Wow. So,
yeah,
Las Vegas
public school kids right here.
Yes, and we did good, although I wasn't smart enough to go to law school, and you went to the William S. Boyd School of Law, so bravo, that's a tough nut to crack to get into and to excel as you did, so... kudos to you, Judge Ellie Rouhani. As we see what's going on across the country, the judge races are just as crucial as any others. Talk to us about what you've been doing and what you've been facing.
Sure. So in Nevada, the judge races are nonpartisan races, so sometimes it makes it a little bit difficult for people to do their research on who might be the best person to serve them in this capacity. We have on the ballot this time around, we have three district court races. That's our trial level court here in Nevada, and several justice court races, and that's the court that handles small claims and evictions, and they also do the preliminary hearings for our gross misdemeanors and felonies that come up to district court. So the best thing that we've been doing as candidates is making sure that our electorate is informed, not only about us, but what do these courts actually do? What type of cases are you going to be able to see in these different courts? What type of qualities do you want in a judge at the different levels? Because it's different depending on the level of court that you're at. Mm-hmm. For example, on the appellate court, you're going to want somebody who's done appeals. On the district court level, we're trial level court, so you want somebody who's done trials. And so... the general electorate has a difficult time parsing through that, and we've just been in the community trying to educate people.
Mm-hmm. One thing that stands out with you, Dr. Rouhani, is your staunch support from the police unions and your endorsements, Police Officers Association of Clark County, North Las Vegas Police Officer Association, Henderson. Law enforcement loves you. Talk to us about why.
Sure. So before I became a judge, I was a federal prosecutor. I worked very closely with law enforcement. For almost 6 years, I prosecuted child sexual abuse crimes, child pornography, child sex trafficking, and then I also worked on other violent crime toward the end of my time at the U.S. Attorney's Office. So I've worked very closely with law enforcement. I understand the sacrifice that law enforcement has to make to keep our community safe. But separately, I think that law enforcement appreciates the fact that I was never one to protect really bad cops. And that was one of the things that I really appreciated in my conversations with members of the various police unions is that they don't want to protect bad cops. They want mm-hmm. good cops to be protected, and that makes sense. So I think it's an understanding of the sacrifice that our law enforcement officers make to keep us safe, and sometimes they sacrifice even their lives to keep us safe. And we owe them a debt of gratitude for that. And separately, it's as judges, it's our job to keep everybody honest in our courtrooms. And so I have been blessed to have their support, both of not just law enforcement across the state, our firefighters, our veterans, because they recognize that I've dedicated my career to public service and that mm-hmm. I have spent my career keeping this community safe.
Mm-hmm. Latin Chamber of Commerce, Asian Chamber of Commerce, Hispanics in Politics, the Review Journal. So I, in our neck of the woods, you're very, very well liked and loved. Judge Rouhani, is it the media telling us that our courts are overwhelmed and there's more crime than ever, or are you seeing over the past few years, because you've been a judge for a while and in law, are you seeing the numbers spike exponentially?
Yes, especially here in Nevada. So I don't think it's I don't think it's overinflated. You just have to turn on the news or read the newspaper. And, you know, as judges, obviously, when we are on search warrant duty, we certainly see the large volume of violent crime that is coming through the community. I don't think that that's specific to Nevada. I think it's across the board. And I don't know what the cause of that is. I think that there's various causes. I know one of the problems that we have here in Nevada is we have a very high incidence of mental health and substance abuse issues that are not being treated. And so that difficulty is leading to an increase in crime. I tell folks often that in a criminal sentencing day, I have probably 60 to 80% of the people appearing in front of me have some level of untreated substance abuse or mental health issues that is causing them to commit crime. And as judges, you know, one of our roles is to keep the community safe, and that includes the person in front of me. That includes the defendant. And so giving the person the treatment that they need to cut off this cycle is part of the consideration that us as we've been trying to do as judges, as we're trying to put a Band-Aid on a problem that is so much deeper and much more societal than perhaps we are given credit for. But I think also across the United States, coming out of the pandemic, I do know that aside from our criminal justice system, our civil justice system came to a screeching halt. Most courts were closed, so there's huge civil backlogs across the United States. And so the judges are being asked to push people to go to trial and push people to resolve cases because we didn't do anything for almost 2.5 years, and now we're playing catch-up.
Oh, man. We're speaking to Judge Ellie Rouhani. She is in Clark County, Nevada, in my neck of the woods, retaining her post as district judge in Department 11. That's got to be difficult. Not only do you have the workload of being a judge and everything you on top of that, you have to. How often do you have to be reelected? How often do these elections happen for you?
So in Nevada, we serve 6-year terms as judges. I was appointed, and so under the Nevada Constitution, I have to appear on the next general election ballot, which will be in just a couple of weeks in November. And so I will be finishing out a 4-year term. So yes, it's tough. It's the one of the questions that the lawyers often ask is this the best process of us electing our judges? But as long as people want a say in the process, that's how we're going to have to continue doing it. I think there's a beauty in that. There's a beauty in having people have a say in who serves them. I just ask that people be informed and educated and do their research and not just vote based on somebody's name looking fancy or, you know, the number of billboards or whatever that they see. It's do your homework. Do your homework. Figure out who is this person. Is this the person whose values match mine?
So true. So true. And you're beautiful. So I know people are like, oh, okay, well, she's pretty, so I'm going to vote for her. But, yeah, you also want them informed as well.
I'll tell you, that's a really bad reason to vote for a judge. And so yes. Thank you for saying that. But that's a really terrible reason to vote for a judge. You should vote for somebody because they're smart and they're intelligent and they're a hard worker, not because
so
they're cute.
So true. Judge Rouhani, how can my listeners help or find out more information?
So they can go to my website. It's www.ellie4judge.com. That's my website. And then they can also follow me on Facebook. I'm in the community all the time. It's Judge Ellie Rouhani, District Court, Department 11. I'm also on Instagram at Judge Ellie Rouhani or on Twitter at Judge Rouhani. And so I will tell you, I don't do my own social media. I'm too busy doing my job. So
of course.
I do have obligations. I have a family, and so I am out in the community and making sure that I'm a part of this community, so they can follow me there.
We appreciate you, Judge Rouhani. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dahlia, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday when I was leaving the studio, there was a gentleman just out there on the sidewalk, lying down, rolling around. And just, he, to me, as a physician, looked like he was in medical need. And for the first time in my life, I hesitated going up to him. Medical school, you're looking for it. You're like, okay, do you need help? Are you okay? You're okay? Okay. Are you okay? Are you okay? I mean, you have so much knowledge. You have so many skills. You want to be out there like Superman going and helping everybody. But here we are. People walking by him. People just walking by, not stopping, actually seeing and walking faster. And I stop and I go, I'm going to call 911. And then I contact my husband, too, and I go, just in case, you know, I just want you to know we have somebody out here just lying down. Well, it turns out he was drunk, and he wasn't necessarily, I mean, he probably did maybe suffer from maybe an addiction disorder or he was ill, but it wasn't a medical emergency. But I have never hesitated before. And now I am. I think most Americans are. I saw people walk by him for 15, 20 minutes. It's a man lying on the ground. It's not an older man. It was somebody that looked homeless. All dirty, face full of dirt. But these homeless individuals have medical conditions. And we drive by homeless camps all the time. California, I've seen them in Arizona, I've seen everywhere I go, you drive by homeless individuals and they aren't sitting there looking comfortable watching a football game. They're on the ground, they're prone, supine, whatever. And rather than us jumping out and administering medical interventions, we fear for our safety and we either call 911 or keep driving. Now, this worries me as a physician, and I get it. We have some really, really bad criminals out there. We see what happens in the New York subway. I don't know how you could ride the subway without fearing that somebody's going to try to throw you in front of a train. That is just horrifying. So I get the hesitation. I get that. But it worries me because, remember we had that nurse on who had cardiac arrest yesterday? And luckily, somebody in the restaurant came over to her. Now, I would still do that. I mean, I've helped people on planes. I've helped people in restaurants. But what about somebody lying in the street? Do you go up to them? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, my husband carries, so he has no problem. You know, I have my CCW. So, you know, I'm looking for a knife. Honestly, when you're an ER doc, you know, when a patient comes in, they aren't necessarily frisked, you know, when they come in, you know, so you always have to be prepared that there is a weapon on somebody. So don't think that somebody else did the work for you to make sure that you're safe. So anytime you do help somebody, but it really bothers me that in all the years of my training, I had that split second thought that you got to be careful approaching somebody because they could hurt you. And I just talked to you guys about this on air, how there would be individuals who would be lying in the street, so you think they were ejected from a car, you stop your car, only for someone else to come from the bushes to smack you on the head or kill you and then take your car. There are setups out there. There's crime. There's all this lunacy that's out there right now that we are going to, as a society, not help those who need help because we are going to assume they're criminals. We're going to put our lives first. Now, what we saw during September 11th, what we see during the hurricanes, what we see during earthquakes, what we see during natural disasters and fires, are people putting their lives on the line to help others. Not that we ever recommend that because we don't need more victims. So we never tell you to, you know, put your life on. We always want you to be safe. But when you see people help others, it's something that makes America great. It makes humans great. and seeing a man on the ground who could have been in DKA, could have had a cardiac issue, could have been hypoglycemic and just needed some juice. We don't know what the hell could have happened. The average person is assuming that it is somebody that could hurt them and won't go to them. And I now worry that what if I pass out? Or what if I collapse? Is anybody going to come to me? Are they going to be like, oh, no, 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 this could be somebody that's homeless? And I mean, you guys see how I dress. I mean, and with the way sometimes I put my makeup and I have issues with my eyeshadow, I'm sure a lot of people could be thinking, oh, you know what, this is just a homeless prostitute, and, let's not go over to her because she's going to give us an STD. And I'm telling you right now, if you ever see me on the street or on the sidewalk, okay, please, for the love of God, help me. Okay, I'm not going to hurt you. Please help me or call 911. So my question to you all is if you see somebody who's on the ground, do you go administer CPR? Do you call the police? Do you call 911? Do you call an ambulance? So first and foremost, call 911. I know people are kind of confused with 311, 911. If you think it's a medical emergency, call 911. And they will direct you if you need to call 311 or whatever, okay? And they will direct saying, you know what, we need an ambulance as opposed to police. But with the rising in homelessness, and I see people just, and they're not just in homeless camps. These are random people on very busy sidewalks, in malls, in schools. I was at campus, on college campuses. They could be lying there in the grass dying, and no one's going to walk over to them because they fear being attacked. How many people are dying when they could be helped by just getting some simple juice or some CPR or something? What's going on? What if it's fentanyl and they need naloxone and Narcan? So I don't like where this is going. And where we're at right now is we don't trust each other. And we have very sick, scary individuals that attack Americans every day, that now we stick to ourselves and we keep our heads down and we don't interact with other people. And that worries me because we're humans first. And I'm not telling you to go up to a homeless person and save them. Okay, I'm telling you to call 911, but at least call 911. We were the first ones to do it. And this person, I think, was out there for a while. I could tell he was out there for a while, because by the time I got out, I just kind of got that feeling that he was probably there for a while. It didn't look like he just fell. And just people walking by, driving by, he's out there in the open. Nobody does anything. So it's a scary, scary time. I get it. You have a lot of individuals with mental illness. There was a homeless person I wanted to help, who lived near one of my houses. This was one of my previous houses. I only have one house, but where I previously lived, I wanted to give her something and she jumps out at me and I'm like, okay, then never mind. And I just set it down and I want to help individuals. They come to your car. I want to give them money. I want to give them a water bottle. I want to help them. But you have to think of safety first. You have to these days. And unfortunately, I think there's going to be a lot of individuals who people are going to think, are on drugs or whatever, but they're having medical events. Homeless or not, 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.